The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the November-December issue of Scout Life. We're going to continue our, in this article from Erie on the Prairie. Pollution in our oceans is a big issue. It causes lots of problems for marine life, and those problems can affect humans as well. As scouts, it is our duty to follow the leave no trace principles and leave the environment better than we found it. If you were to write a segment on how to help reduce water pollution, ranging from helping clean up beaches to simply recycling properly, it could motivate scouts to do their part in making the earth a cleaner place. That's from Amber P. in Rutherford, New Jersey.
This is such a good idea, Amber, and an important one. Have you heard about Scouting for Clean Waterways, which will officially kick off next April? Visit go.scoutlife.org/clean water, or check out our September issue to learn how to take part in this nationwide scouting effort to reduce use of plastics, properly dispose of and recycle trash, and clean up waterways in local communities.
One of the sections in Scout Life is called Scouts in Action, and tells stories of scouts who either save people or perform heroic actions. But how do you guys choose those people for that? That's from Lewis W. in Orem, Utah.
Good thing I know the editor of that section, Lewis. Here's what Mr. Aaron Durst said when I showed him your question. Each Scout in Action subject has earned a Scouting America Life-Saving Award given to youth who have risked their own safety to help someone else. It's very difficult to choose which ones to feature in the magazine. They're all so deserving, and we don't have room for them all. We just have to do our best.
Want a little more info on how the whole process works? Head to go.scoutlife.org/scoutsinaction. Thank you for creating a fun and informative magazine for scouts. I always enjoy reading about the stories and games you hear others are talking, making the world around us a better place. Thanks for making a great magazine. I will continue to read. That's from Ross C. in Weatherford, Texas.
Ross, you made our whole team smile with your kind words, except me. But that's only one, because I can't smile on account of my beak. My mom calls it regal. Anyway, we love making this magazine, and as long as we have awesome readers like you, we'll keep it up. On that note, I gotta fly. I have some very important work to do, retesting some of the already tested and loved toys in our holiday gift guide on page 14. It's a tough job, but some eagle has to do it.
Scout Life Gear Guy Update. Let it rain. Stay dry with this key piece of gear. Rain doesn't have to ruin your fun. A good rain jacket will help keep you dry and comfortable, whether you're caught in a sprinkle or hiking for days in a steady rain. Get a jacket that's made for outdoor sports, meaning it's both waterproof and breathable. Wearing a rain jacket that's not breathable is a little like wearing a trash bag. You'll get wet from your sweat on the inside. You'll also want one that's packable. It's much more efficient and enjoyable to own a rain jacket that's low bulk, so you can pack it away, carry it with you, and always have it on hand when you need it, says Charlie Berg, a Seattle-based hiker, skier, climber, and mountain biker, who is the senior outwear product manager at Outdoor Research. Look for jackets tough enough to handle rubbing against your backpack. If you like to travel fast and light, abrasion resistance isn't as important as packability and weight. If you want the most versatility from your rain jacket, size up, not down, so you can layer underneath it when the weather gets cooler. As rain jackets increase in price, you move from a basic coated fabric to one with taped seams. The jackets. Outdoor Research Stratoburst Stretch Rain Jacket is great for hiking and more. It's light and packable with large pit zips for venting on hot days. The fabric is waterproof and very breathable. The jacket is stretchy so you can move around freely. Some rain jackets are crinkly and loud. This one is not. With pit zips, spacious mesh pockets, and two hood adjustments, Marmol's Precip Echo Jacket is the original superb value outdoor rain jacket. It has a little bit of stretch, and while it feels a little stickier on the skin than some, it's a tried and true option that will last and perform. Save some money with Columbia's Hikebound Rain Jacket. The mesh-lined, waterproof, breathable polyester jacket comes in multiple sizes. It's a sturdy two-layer seamed shell designed for hiking. The zippered hand and chest pocket stash gear and the hem cuff and hood are all adjustable. Columbia's Inner Limits 3 has a mesh liner that makes this jacket a little heavier and bulkier than others, but it has taped seams and uses Columbia's Omitech waterproofing. Taped seams are crucial for keeping you protected from rain in a downpour, Burke says. Invest a little more and you'll get a jacket with pit zips for clearing sweat, better fabric, and an adjustable hood with a brim so you can see well while you're moving. Rain jackets may have some stretch for comfort and the fabrics will usually be more breathable. Pro tip, look for a rain jacket that is free of PFAS or forever chemicals, commonly used in waterproof coatings. Consider using a product like Nix Wax to wash and rewrap waterproof your jacket and follow the jacket manufacturer's instructions regarding cleaning. Scouting around. Start a collection. Rocks, action figures, buttons, cereal boxes, baseball cards. You can collect practically anything. It's a fun hobby that you can start with little or no money, depending on what you collect. First, consider what you enjoy. If it's nature, you might want to collect leaves, seashells, or fossils. If you like sports, maybe you can find baseballs, hockey pucks, or uniforms. Whatever you choose, make it more than a random accumulation of things. Make it in an organized group of stuff you like. It'll be something you can be proud of and will probably want to display. For your Pinewood Derby cars, you can build stands. Instructions for how to make one are on scoutlife.org. For your rock collection, simply place rocks in an egg carton or shoebox with cardboard dividers. For your favorite issues of Scout Life magazine, you can store them in plastic sleeves. Use your imagination with how you want to show off and preserve your collection. How to self-arrest on a slope. When you trek uphill, a hiking stick or trekking pole helps you keep your footing. If you're trekking up a snowy mountain, you want to carry an ice axe. Not only can ice axe help you as you climb, it can also save you during a fall. If you fall on a steep snow slope and begin to slide, you want to use the axe to self-arrest or stop your slide. Grip the head of your ice axe with one hand, the point of the pick turned away from you, and hold the shaft with the other. Roll toward the head of the axe until you are on your belly. The pick will embed itself in the snow and should stop you in a surprisingly short distance. If your fall turns into a head-first tumble, roll toward the pick and, as it bites into the snow and begins to slow your descent, swing your feet around until they are below you. Self-arresting requires expert instruction and a lot of practice. Begin with purposely sliding on a slope with a safe runout. Slide in every imaginable position. When you automatically make the right move to arrest your fall, you will have mastered a mountaineering safety skill. These scouts are top dogs in pet care. If your dog is lying motionless without a pulse and is not breathing, Would you know what to do? The scouts who attended South Florida Council's Dog Care Merit Badge Clinic know. Partnering with local humane society, the council taught first aid techniques and medical care for dogs to scouts BSA members at the two-day clinic last fall. The attendees even practiced canine CPR on a stuffed dog. The clinic also reviewed dog breeds, local laws and ordinances, and how to put an emergency fabric muzzle on a dog. Placing a muzzle on a dog requires care and attention, especially when dealing with a frightened or injured dog, as they can act unpredictably, even biting their owner. The scouts put together first aid kits for their pets. They visited the Humane Society's kennels to say hi to the animals there and feed some treats to the dogs. The Dog Care Merit Badge helps you understand the historical origin and domestication of the dog. You also study how to train your pet and take care of it. You can learn how to make a first aid kit for your dog by visiting go.scoutlife.org/first aid. Cooking. Throw it into the fire. You can create a tasty meal with just heavy-duty aluminum foil and hot coals from a campfire. Food wrapped airtight in foil cooks like it is in a miniature pressure cooker. When you make a meal in foil, allow some space for expansion by wrapping your uncooked food loosely. If you want your food to brown or boil as if it were in a skillet, leave the package open at the top. The steam can escape and you can watch your meal cook. There are three ways to cook in foil: handle wrap, bundle wrap, and drugstore wrap. To use the handle wrap, tear off a section of foil long enough to double it and crimp and fold the foil into the shape you need. For the bundle wrap, place your food in the center of the foil. Bring the corners of the foil up into the pyramid shape, twisting the four corners together to create a seal. And with the drugstore wrap, place your food in the center of the foil. Fold the sides up and tightly crimp and fold down several times. Bring the open ends together, folding several times, and crimp it to seal. Place the wrapped food directly on a bed of hot coals. With some heat on top, a foil packet of diced vegetables and meat should cook in 10 to 15 minutes. Whole potatoes are done in 40 to 50 minutes. Use long tongs and even mitts to move the foil packs or pick them up. Scouts whose troop choose the suggested program theme for November can learn more in the Cooking and Camping Merit Badge pamphlets. Some ideas for your next merit badge adventure. Camping, front country versus back country. Backcountry campsites are farther away from any kind of paved road or, for that matter, any kind of civilization at all, because you can't drive right up to the site. You must carry everything you need on your back. That places a greater emphasis on packing smart: lightweight stoves, freeze-dried food, and less gear overall. While you get to spend time in areas where the few other people go, you also must be prepared, since you can't just jump in your car if something goes wrong. Front country campsites might still be in the woods or near a lake, but they aren't exactly in the middle of nowhere. Maybe they are right next to a parking lot or close to a well-traveled road. These kinds of sites often have areas designated for tents, along with public restrooms and a source of clean drinking water. Because they're so close to the road, you can bring more stuff: Dutch ovens, fresh food, and new scouts who have never been camping before. Salesmanship. If you want to be a good salesperson, you must start working before meeting with a customer. Number one, research the market to make sure the product meets a need. If there isn't a demand for the product, it won't be successful. Number two, learn all you can about how the product works. You need to be able to explain it to potential buyers. Number three, learn all you can about how the product is constructed. Customers will have questions, and the more answers you have, the better. Four, follow up with customers to see if they're satisfied. If they aren't, They'll appreciate your concern and might return. It's the best game of the year by far. Took 5,000 programmers to make it. This dude from Albuquerque got the idea from a dream he had. Plumbing. The pipes in a house move clean water in and waste water out using pressure and gravity. The supply system brings water into the home either from a private well or a city source. The drainage system lets waste water out by taking advantage of the force of gravity. Some of the cold water from the supply system goes into the water heater. The rest goes straight to cold water faucets and toilets. Waste drains out the house to the sewer system. And that's a good idea. Now, how about a few comics? Let's start with Arrowheads. And here's Arrowhead in the middle with his glasses on. And he says, okay, here is how I see it. First, we have the required adventures like Bobcat or First Aid. These would be the features they stand alone, but build to something bigger. Now the electives we premiere straight to streaming. What's Jack talking about? The Arrow of Light cinematic universe. Oh, Dink, Duff, and Desi. He's talking to a dog. Speak! Bark! Bark! Bark!
Meow! Meow! Meow!
Quack! Quack! Pets do you have?
Just one. Polly the parrot. Obedient. Scouts follow the rules of their family, school, and troop, and obey the laws of their community and country.
Now Pee-wee Harris looks at cooking. Hey, Pee-wee, you ready to do some camp cooking? Oh, yeah! Sam, I'm not taking any chances. I'm bringing my best cooking gear. I have my dual propane stove complete with wind guard, extendable spice rack, and recipe holder. I also have my handy-dandy sanitation station to ensure kitchen cleanness. I have tongs, barbecue gloves, all kinds of spices, a meat thermometer, a solar-powered hand blender, collapsible screwers, and my personal collection of spatulas. I'm even taking along Big Bertha, my jumbo cast-iron frying pan, great for cooking and possible bear defense. I've got pretty much everything I'll need to make us some awesome meals. I agree you have the right gear, but for a backpacking trip? Woo-hoo. Quite a load, Pee-wee. Now the wacky adventures at Scout Life.
Lance! The squirrel is busily gathering nuts for the long winter ahead.
Hey, Lance, want to join our scavenger hunt? The first team is find everything, he wins.
The list. One leaf, one acorn, one pecan, a stick that's longer than your foot, a yellow leaf, a brown leaf, an orange leaf, pine cone.
One of each. How am I supposed to survive of all that? What's the point of hunting down one of each thing?
To have fun. This is eat or starve time, buddy.
I don't have time to have fun. I got a winter stockpile to collect. Wait here. Are there pecans on that list? Where do you get pecans around here?
Good luck. Scouts in Action. True story of Scouts in Action. They helped save a neighborhood from a fire. Ellie Fleischman, 13, and Ivan Hugo and Oren Emberhart, 17, 15, and 14, were driving through a neighborhood in Howard Lake, Minnesota, when they saw a garage on fire. The scouts stopped the car and got out to help. The scouts saw the homeowner getting his family out of their house. As the fire began to spread, he told the scouts his pets were still inside. The homeowner's girlfriend called 911. The scouts acted quickly and got the pets outside. The police and fire department soon arrived. The scouts asked the policeman if there was anything else they could do to help. The policeman told Ellie, Ivan, Hugo, and Oren they could help inform other residents that they needed to evacuate. So the scouts began knocking on doors throughout the neighborhood. As the fire grew, the scouts alerted people in the area, moved lawn mowers and gas cans a safe distance away, rescued other pets, and watched out for each other. The blaze soon spread beyond the garage and first house. With the police and fire department in control, Ellie, Ivan, Hugo, and Oren left. Star Scout Elena Fleischman, a member of Troop 5399, and Life Scout Ivan, Hugo, and Oren Eberhardt, clockwise from top left, members of Troop 3399, both chartered to Winsted American Legion in Winsted, Minnesota, each received a heroism award for their actions. Good job, all. More Scouts in Action. She saved her grandma after a fall. Molly Thalen, 13, was at her grandmother's house in Cornwall, Vermont, when she heard her grandmother fall and hit her head. The woman was awake, but in shock. Molly told her brother to get help. She applied pressure to stop the bleeding from a cut on her head and talked to her grandma to keep her calm. Molly's brother soon returned with their mom. Molly's mom called 911, and paramedics soon arrived. Molly helped by taking her grandma's vital sign before she was taken to a hospital. Molly's grandma suffered a concussion and needed stitches to close the cut on her head. She recovered over the next several weeks. Scout Molly Thalen, a member of Troop 536, chartered to American Legion Post 27 in Cornwall, Vermont, received a medal for merit for her actions. Good job, Molly. He saved someone from drowning. Alexander Taylor, 10, was swimming during a family vacation in Waikiki, Hawaii, when he saw a woman in distress in the water. The woman was struggling to stay above the surface due to a cramp in her leg. Using a cross-chest carry, Alex swam with the woman until they reached shallow water. Alex and the woman were met by her husband and a friend who helped her out of the water. The woman was not hurt, and Alex returned to his parents. Arrow of Light Cub Scout Alexander Taylor, a member of PAC 4865, chartered to St. Mark's Catholic Parish in Independence, Missouri, received a heroism award for his actions. Good job, Alexander. Games. NBA 2K25. Pursue your basketball dreams with your favorite NBA or WNBA team by leading a dynasty in My Career or building one as a general manager in MyNBA. The game features updated graphics and elite competition across various modes, including My Team for the ultimate card collecting experience. Super Mario Party Jamboree. Get ready to race around at the biggest party yet. Super Mario Party Jamboree features the largest collection of minor mini-games in the series, with more than 110. There are also 7 unique boards, new ones and classics. A standout addition is Koopathlon, a 20-player online competition where you race across the party board, gaining points through mini-games. With various codes available, there's lots of fun for everyone. Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024. Described as the most ambitious installment in the franchise, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 features the largest and most detailed fleet of aircraft, comprehensive airport and air traffic representation, and stunning Earth visuals. It leverages advanced simulation, cloud, machine learning, graphics, and gaming technologies. It also lets players explore various aviation careers, including aerial firefighting, search and rescue, commercial flights, and air racing. Church of the Nazarene. Church of the Nazarene scouts can learn more about their Christian faith by earning the following. Jesus and Me. The Jesus and Me emblem is for Cub Scouts in kindergarten and first grade. This program introduces Jesus as the Son of God in familiar terms so that young children can see Jesus in their own day-to-day experiences as a storyteller, teacher, friend, and healer. And let's go to some Think and Grin to finish off our day. Zachary, what do you call cheese that isn't yours? Victoria, no idea. Zachary, nacho cheese. Grant, why are Greeks mourning people? Tommy, why? Grant, because dawn is tough on Greece. That's from Grant D. in Audenton, Maryland. Jackson, will you remember me in 10 seconds? Ada, yes. Jackson, will you remember me in 10 minutes? Ada, yes. Jackson, will you remember me in 10 days? Ada, yes. Jackson, knock, knock. Ada, who's there? I thought you said you'd remember me. Holly, Gregory, how does the British cereal say goodbye? Holly, I don't know. Gregory, cheerio. That's from Greg H. in Hamilton, New Jersey. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.